VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump's national security adviser John Bolton said Sunday that U.S. withdrawal of its 2,000 troops in Syria will not be abrupt and will also be conditioned on Turkish assurances that it will not target Kurdish fighters allied with American forces. Bolton spoke during a visit to Israel for talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He said there's no timetable for the troop withdrawal, but he also said the U.S. presence in Syria is not unlimited. President Trump said on Twitter Sunday that the U.S. has killed one of the alleged masterminds of the USS Cole suicide bombing. 17 sailors were killed when the Cole was attacked in 2000 in Yemen. 39 were wounded. Mr. Trump says American forces killed Jamal al-Badawi, and he said U.S. efforts against al-Qaeda will continue. Last week, U.S. military officials said a precision U.S. airstrike in Yemen on Tuesday targeted al-Badawi, one of six al-Qaeda operatives convicted of the bombing. Al-Badawi was on the FBI's most wanted terrorist list. At least 30 people have been killed in an apparent mine collapse in northern Afghanistan on Sunday. Villagers in Kohistan district of Badakhshan province had dug into a riverbed mining for gold when the walls around them collapsed. Afghanistan's northern Badakhshan province is mountainous and is prone to landslides. Riot police fired tear gas at thousands of protesters in Sudan's capital Khartoum on Sunday as demonstrators calling for President Omar al-Bashir to step down continued their actions for the third week. The crowds of protesters gathered, heeding a call from the Sudanese Professionals Association. This is VOA News.